All right, we'll say good morning. We are picking up on page 66. So remember, after the middle of the page, it's 11 lines up from the bottom. V'sofa madrega azos, the end of this madrega. Now remember again, the madrega that he's referring to is the madrega of Zihirus, right? And again, remember, we're talking about how to acquire the midah of Zihirus for what we call the Shleme Hadas. For the individuals, again, who value Shleimus, who understand that becoming a whole individual, a whole person, is in fact an important value. So when one goes ahead and takes this midah, keeps playing it forward, so ultimately the end of this madrega is Yiras Chet, is fear of sin. So this is actually very interesting. He says Yiras Chet is probably one of the most praiseworthy levels. Now what's the pshat? And here we're touching on something that is going to sound a bit esoteric. Now what does that mean? So remember again, the Mechaber now, when the Ramchal is saying that the almost like the highest level, the pinnacle of achievement, is the level of Yiras Chet. Now, when we hear the phrase Yiras Chet, fear of sin, so we often associate that fear of sin means what? Fear of punishment. That's often how we understand Yiras Chet, that I don't want to sin because I don't want to get punished. I don't want to get punished, which of course, by the way, is a very logical thing. You know, we know we live in a world of, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a universe of consequences. There's cause and effect. Therefore, again, by definition, every chet has an onesh. Now, when we say every chet has an onesh, there is tshuva, and tshuva has the ability to remove onshin, and if a person is sincere, but in a vacuum, every chet ultimately has its onesh. So when we say yiras chet, we normally assume it means I'm fearful of sin because I don't want to get punished. What the Mechaber here is describing is something dramatically different. That yiras chet in this context means I'm fearful of sinning, because if I sin, it will diminish from my wholeness. If I engage in chet, then by definition, I am not shalim. He says, "Vushi." Let's just read the bolded lines again. "Vushi yihiyah ha'adam yare tamid." A person should constantly be afraid, v'doig and worrisome. Penyimase biado ezo shemetz chet. That a person, there might be some type of shemetz, some type of little bit of chet that's found within the hands of an individual. Sheya'akvehu min hashlemus. That will hold me back from being shalim. Asheru chayiv lehishtadal ba'avuro. And remember again, shlemus, that's what I'm preoccupied with, that's what I'm focused on, that's what I want to acquire. Ki hu maven, because the person understands, shekol prat, every single detail, afilu prat katon. Even a very small detail, hafilu achi katan shemetz who sof yochol ligrom lahaf sidis kol hashlemus. Bless you, because a thinking person understands on both sides that at the end of the day, every single detail, even the smallest of details, could potentially lead to the erosion of my shlemus. So therefore, it's quite amazing what the Mechaber is saying over here is that the concept of yiras chet from the Ramchal's perspective is not simply a fear of punishment, meaning, or say, a fear of sin because of a fear of punishment, but it's a fear of sin because a sin, an aveira, even a small one, ultimately detracts from my shlemus. And I want to be a whole and complete individual. I want to be a shalim person. And therefore, by definition, I fear anything that could undermine that shlemus. Page 67. Ava'alza amru zechoron l'bracha. Therefore, Chazal said about this, al derech hamashal, melamed shekol echad nichve michupaso shel chaveiro. So the Gemara Babaster says the mashal that every person literally was burned from the chuppah of his friend. Now what does that mean? Umakavana kol echad misore mehatzlocha shel hasheni. So this is interesting. It's quite a beautiful idea that the Gemara is describing over here a societal situation where every person was awakened by the hatzlocha, the success of his friend. Medubra al tzadikim. The Gemara is referring ultimately to the righteous. Kishetzadik roa hasheni matzliach. When the tzadik ultimately sees that someone else is successful, zema'orer also. That goes ahead and that awakens the individual. Kiein zemitam akino. This is not an issue of jealousy. because jealousy ultimately, again, is a function of those who are chisri hadas, who are not complete, who are not whole. Anoshim chisri hadas misaskim kina. So we'll say, you know, simple people who are mechusri das, who lack proper understanding, they do things out of jealousy. Shleimei hadas, but those who are complete in their das, zelo me'anyein osam etzlam, So for chasri hadas, they get jealous of someone or something, and therefore they react to the jealousy. The shleimi hadas are not motivated by jealousy. So what drives them? The person who is shalim in his das, who truly desires shleimus, what happens? He sees his friend accomplish something. So what? So he says to himself, you know what? I could do that, or I should be doing that. And that awakens him to action. It's not jealousy. See, because what's the chilik between what Ramchal is describing over here and jealousy? You see what I say? The way jealousy works is, if my friend doesn't have it, then what? I don't need it. Right? Meaning, jealousy. Oh, 90 seconds in. That's like a new record. So again, jealousy is, you know, I see that you have a nice item. You have a nice watch. So jealousy is, well, if you have it, I want to have it also. But the reason why jealousy is shallow is because it's relative. So meaning, if you didn't have a watch, then I wouldn't feel the need to keep up with that watch. So meaning, if you were wearing a regular watch, I'd be fine with a regular watch also. My desire for something is based on the fact that you have it. I don't independently want it. I just want it because you have it. That's different from what the Ramchal describes. The Ramchal says, by shleimi hadas, people who desire shleimus. So what happens? So I see my friend has had some level of spiritual success. I want that success, not simply because he has it, because I realize that I should have that as well. And now, see, so what's happening, the nafkamina is, when it's jealousy, again, the litmus test for jealousy is, would I want the item or the entity if my friend didn't have it? So if you're jealous, so if my friend didn't have it, I wouldn't want it either. For what Ramchal is describing over here, this idea is, I want it. My friend's possession of this item, I'm calling it possession, but my friend's accomplishment awakens within me the realization that I should be accomplishing the same thing as well. And after that realization, even had my friend not done this, I realize still that I should be doing it also. So that's the chilik over here, says Ramchal. Kein zeh mitam kina. He says, this is not jealousy. Asher tibra b'chasri hadas, anoshim chasri hadas, misaskim im kina, shleimi hadas, lo ma'anyin osam etzlam, zeh davar acher. You see, when I see Reuven, when I see Reuven has accomplished something in the spiritual realm, and what happens? I realize now I should be accomplishing that also, and because I haven't yet accomplished that, I'm not showing. I'm not whole. He says, "Shayyachol asil kamo shesiga chavira," because I should be doing the same thing that Reuven's doing as well. Ki kishuroa es chavira matzliach mashu. When I see my friend succeed in a certain area, who omer laatzmo, I say to myself, "Gam ani yachol." Right? I could also do this. Hu lo mekana zema ora es tishumas libo. I'm not jealous. It just awakens my heart. Well, it's a very simple thing. If I see that my friend is doing chesed, I'm jealous of the chesed that he's doing. But I'm not really jealous. What's happening over here? What I'm realizing that since my friend's doing chesed, I should be doing that also. I should be a baal chesed. So what that does is it awakens within me the realization that I should be doing something. It's not the pshat that I'm trying to keep up with my friend. It's not the pshat that I want what my friend has. It's just his actions are awakening within me a realization. Once, what were you saying?
Inspired,
right? Good. That's right. That's the good word, right? So it's inspiration as opposed to jealousy. And the chilik Rebbe will say is, and again, it's a very important yisod, because sometimes we mask jealousy with a whole bunch of other emotions or a whole bunch of other drives. So the idea over here is lemaisa. If it's jealousy, the way you could tell is if my friend didn't have it, would I still want it? versus inspiration, where if my friend wasn't doing it, but now that the seed was planted in my mind, I would still want it. I think I skipped. When I see my friend succeed in something, I could also do this. I'm not jealous. I'm just awakened. I say, you know what, Reuven, since he has this detail in his life, it's really advanced his life agenda. Hopefully for me, it could advance me as well. So we'll say, based on this level of contemplation, a person who is shalim bedaito will make sure to be zohar, will make sure to have vigilance, like vigilance with his actions. As hachilek harishon, hamotivatzia harishona, midaberes el anoshim shetovim shlemus, anoshim sheish lehem motivatzia l'shlemus, tzrichim lechadeit es hayachas shebin hapratim haketanim, L'timuna hakolala. So we'll say, remember again, what we're describing over here says the Mechaber is the first level. Remember, in this section over here, we're trying to figure out how do we acquire the midah of Zihirus? How do we motivate ourselves to become a Zohar, to become introspective, reflective people? So remember again, in this first level, we're dealing with Shlemi Hadas. We're dealing with individuals who value wholeness, who value becoming whole as an ultimate and important value. So what's the motivation for them? The motivation is the recognition. Well, the real motivation is that there's nothing more important in life than being shalim. That's the real motivation. The most important thing in life is not how much Torah you learn, is not how much chesed you do, it's not even how much tzedakah you give. The most important thing in life is, am I a shalim? I will say, once a person realizes that shlemus is the most important thing, I suddenly begin to realize that what? That all of those things that I mentioned are all contributory factors to my shlemus. I can't be shalim if I don't learn a lot of Torah. Mm-hmm. I can't be shalim if I don't give a lot of tzedakah. And I can't be shalim ultimately if I don't do a lot of chesed. All of those things are contributory factors. But at the end of the day, the overarching life accomplishment is not any one of those things, but rather it's the shlemus that is the result of the composite of those things. So for the shlemi hadas, what ultimately puts them on the proper derech of shleimus, but puts them on the proper path, is the recognition that little actions matter. That all things that I do ultimately contribute to the composite of my personality. There is no such thing as a disassociated act. There is no such thing as something that is so small that it doesn't matter. And there is no such thing as saying what? Bederech klal, I'm okay. Right? In a general sense, I'm doing just fine. There's no general sense in life. My situation in life is absolutely dependent on how my smaller circumstances are doing. If the smaller circumstances are good, life is good. If the smaller circumstances are not in order, then by definition, my life needs a little bit of additional repair. He says again, Anashim sheish lehem motivatzia l'shlemus, tzrichim lechadei desayachas shebein hapratim haktana letunas hakolelas. People who desire shlemus have to create the realization of the connection between the small details and the general picture. Aval yesh sug acher shel anashim, shem gam ba'osa mishpacha, aval ketzas pachos. Rabbi says, we're going to begin tomorrow. This is now we conclude our first group. Tomorrow we're going to get into our second group. What's the name? What's the title of the second group? Hapichusim mehem. The pichusim mehem, we'll say, are people who are on a little bit of a lower level. We'll see what that means. That apparently they're not categorized as shlemi hadas. They're not categorized as these people who value wholeness as the primary goal in life. They're a step down, but again, still holding in the parsha. And Emirat Hashem will see tomorrow the strategy, ultimately, for this group of inspiring them to go ahead and seek out Shleimos and Zihiros. All right, so we'll stop here.